Yes, just after 2 o'clock this morning, our firefighters responded here to the 5600 block of Denwood Road for a report of a house fire. When they got here on the scene, it was very dramatic. Fire blowing out of every window. There was an adult man literally jumping from the second floor window in an effort to save his life. Firefighters took hand lines inside the dwelling to attack the fire, getting up to the second floor. One firefighter fell through the second floor into the basement onto another firefighter. They both were rescued after a mayday was sounded and treated here on the scene and transported to Bayview. Other firefighters continued with attack lines inside the structure trying to suppress the fire as well as perform search and rescue operations when they found the bodies of five victims perished inside.
I understand that a baby was tossed from the window. What can you tell me about that?
What I understand is that don't know if it was the mother or another adult woman inside the home early in the fire either handed out or dropped the baby outside of the dwelling in an effort to save the life of that child.
At the moment, do you know where the fire started?
It's impossible to know exactly where the fire started, but we have our fire investigators here on site as we speak, awaiting to make entry to perform further assessments into the cause of the fire.
I'm looking at a house that is completely gutted. Was there any way these people could have gotten out? Was there smoke detectors, anything like that?
It's only by God's grace that these people did get out of the house, aside from those that did perish. We did learn that there are three smoke alarms inside the home. Whether or not they were working has yet to be determined.
Now, how many people got out? I'm keeping track.
There's several numbers being kicked around, and we haven't been able to solidify that. 9, 10... up to as many as 12 people, so we're still trying to gather those details as well.
What do you know about the firefighters that were hurt? How are they doing?
Those firefighters are doing well, considering the nature of the dramatic event.
The Parkside Apartment's not far from here. There was a fire there caused by a Molotov cocktail a few weeks ago. Is there any possibility that these are related? And here we are at 7:10 talking about this.
There's nothing that boldly stands out to us at this juncture that this is a related incident. However, our fire investigators and police arson detectives, they simply will perform their assessments and allow their findings to take them where they may.
And how long did it take firefighters to get here?
I believe four to 5 minutes.
All right, very good.